This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz, and it's great to share morning devotions with you. In my 42 years of ministry with the Salvation Army, before I retired, I've conducted many funerals, all kinds, in many different places, different formats, and it has been a real privilege to meet people at their deepest need. There's been times of sadness and grief. To meet people in their home and share with them in such a personal way certainly has been a great privilege. What we're doing at funerals, of course, is to pay respect to the person who's died and then hopefully to help the grieving family and what they're going through. Now, many people don't like attending funerals, and I can understand why. It can be quite confronting and disturbing, especially when the deceased was still in the prime of their lives. Death was sudden, for example. And going to funerals or memorial services can be uncomfortable because of the emotions that are involved. What to do? What to wear? What can I say? When someone that we love dies, we ask the question of life and death. Why did that happen? Why does it hurt so much? Why do I grieve? What happens after death? All those why questions. And I think the important thing to remember is that the funeral is as much about the living as the person who has died. And the funeral service provides a way for the family and friends to say goodbye to someone who they have loved. It's a time when friends of the bereaved can show their support for one another. And I've said before in this segment that about 300 people every day die in this country. So funerals force us, I think, to reflect on the true value of life. And it's often the last thing that we think about, because day by day we become involved in our lives. We don't think about things like funeral services. But when death comes to someone that we know or love or a friend, we really stop and have to reflect on these things that are important. So what do you think, sitting in the seat of a church or a funeral chapel? Do you wish that you were somewhere else? When King Edward VII died, and I'm going back to 1910, a long time ago, his body lay in state at Westminster, a huge funeral service at St. Paul's Cathedral. And the minister, who was a canon, the Church of England, read this saying called, "Death is nothing at all." "Death is nothing at all. I've only slipped away into the next room. I am I and you are you. Whatever we were to each other, we still are. Call me by my old familiar name. Speak to me in an easy way that you used to. Put no difference in your tone. Wear no forced air of solemnity or sorrow. Laugh as we always laughed at the little jokes that we always enjoyed together. Play, smile, think of me, pray for me. Let my name be ever the household word that it always was. Let it be spoken without effort, without the ghost of a shadow in it. Life means all than that if it ever meant. It's the same as it ever was. There's absolute unbroken continuity. What is death but some accident? Why should I be out of mind because I'm out of sight? I'm waiting for you in an interval somewhere near around the corner. All is well. Nothing is past. Nothing is lost. One brief moment and all will be as it was before. How we shall laugh at the trouble of parting when we meet again." That was written by Canon Henry Scott Holland, the canon of St. Paul's Cathedral. So that was called "Death is Nothing at All." But I think that that's not quite right. It's an inspiring piece of literature, and I have no doubt it's helped people, but it's very simplistic, in my opinion, to say death is nothing at all. Because, no, death has great significance. It profoundly affects those who are left behind. The Bible talks about death as the last enemy. And it's amazing that where today we can say, "Everyone who has faith in me," that's what Jesus said, "everyone who has faith in me will live, even if they die." And back in the time of Ecclesiastes chapter 7, it's better to go to a funeral than to attend a feast. Funerals remind us that we all must die. So yes, it's not a very happy occasion, but remember, if you're a committed Christian, there's no need to have any fear or any hesitation about what happens after death. Well, Lord, thank you for this reassurance. Help us to take the sting out of death and funerals. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.